Labor Day Blues. Labor Day has historically been a day of tribute to the American worker, to his productivity, to her determination, and to their contributions to building and maintaining the nation. Out of respect to labor's power, harnessed in the early 20th century's massive growth of unions, the day was celebrated as a day off the job, of relaxation, of frivolous play, or of just being. Those visions seem lost in antiquity from a time long gone by. That's because they are. Once, Labor Day was a tribute to their power. Today, it's a cruel joke, reflected in growing joblessness and the loss of union influence. Why? Much of this can be traced to the 1992 signing of NAFTA by the then presidents of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. This pact, the North American Free Trade Agreement, was a boon to big businesses, but a bane to workers, especially in the U.S. and Mexico, for it fueled the flight of manufacturers from the U.S. to Mexico in search of cheaper labor. It also allowed U.S. agribusiness to buy up Mexican farmland, throwing tens, perhaps hundreds of thousands of Mexican farmers off their lands, and thereby sparking the immigration boom of the last 12 to 15 years. When manufacturers fled, the best-paying jobs in America disappeared, perhaps forever. Politicians paid back corporate contributors with NAFTA. They repaid their labor voters with betrayal, sweet words about working families, while sticking daggers in their vitals. That, in a nutshell, was globalization, or really globalized capital and captive labor. That's because both Democrats and Republicans swore fealty to their masters on Wall Street by deregulating, cutting corners, deprecating unions, and pledging to run the government like a business. So they have. They've run it into the ground. One need look no further than Labor Day amidst a jobless recovery. Jobless recovery? In such an instance, who recovers? Without jobs, how can recovery be possible? As ever, politicians applaud Wall Street's recovery, while workers face new levels of hell. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.